Hachette Audio presents Dead Water, written by C.A. Fletcher, read by Siobhan Redmond. Varangian, Oathbreaker. They should have sent more. And he was right not to have told them how fast his axe was. They also should have taken more note of the knife and the sword he carried with it. He filled the water skins before he threw their bodies in the well and headed north into the desert. More would come. No need to leave them fresh water to drink. Let them pace themselves by what was left in their own water skins. At the time, it had seemed like a good idea. And more had come. Chasing them as they picked their way homewards from waterhole to oasis to well. And every time they came, he met the pursuers with axe and sword and left the bodies bobbing in the water to confound the followers. Lords of the water they might be, but if he could slow them down by leaving that water undrinkable, they might get home. Again, it had seemed like a good idea. His master, the emissary, suffered a second knife wound the third time they were attacked. It was bad. It might have healed. He told the older man it likely would, and because he had sworn a blood oath to protect him with his own life, his master took comfort and believed him. But just as the emissary had been charged with delivering a message, his guard had sworn another blood oath to the emperor and was charged to return with the reply at all costs, and tending his master would slow him. Faced with breaking one oath, or both, he steeled himself to break the word given to the lesser authority and did him the kindness. He did it while the wounded man slept, because he had liked him greatly and wanted him to go easy. But still, he left his body with the others in the well. He meant no disrespect, and told himself the emissary would have understood that he had had to break the lesser oath in order to be true to the greater. He also hoped he would have approved of the fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?